Oh, my friends, Women of Valor, April 23rd through the 25th. Early registration discount up till March 23rd. In fact, you get a larger discount if you come in groups of seven or more. And with a group of seven or more, your pastor or your women's ministry leader, someone who is in leadership, can come free. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be held here in Grantsville. The theme is Pick Up Your Mantle. Our guest is going to be Evangelist Libby Fannin, Dr. Rebecca Polis, Evangelist Tammy Shea, and Tim and myself will be ministering. Also, our intercessors will be leading in prayer. There's going to be ministry for everyone. Everyone that needs personal ministry will have the opportunity to have that personal ministry at Women of Valor. It's going to be a great, great time in the Lord. I look forward to seeing you there. You can register now, and we only can permit so many to come. So if you register now, you know you can get in. And the number to call for more info, 301-895-3292. Call during business hours, ask for Stacy. Or, dear friends, you can go online at fathershouse.info for information there. We're talking about our passion for God. Jesus said to the Apostle John, write this to the church at Ephesus, you've done so many things right. However, you have left your first love. Church at Ephesus, you've left your charity, you've left your affection, and you've left your passion. Did you know that we do not lose our zeal for God? No, we leave our passion. We leave our love. Now, the definition of passion, or a passionate person, is one who expresses strong emotion and desire, one who is ardent in feeling or desire. To be burning with excitement, to be blazing and boiling over, invigorated, intense, energetic, committed, having a great zeal. Tim shared a message about passion for God at the beginning of the year, and he said it's the energy of our soul, intense emotion, compelling passion. A strong devotion to some object, activity, or concept. Passion is expressed out of the soul, out of our mind, will, and emotion. Passion for God. I tell you, my friend, we can change the world if we would have a passion for the things of God. Jesus said that the house of God had consumed him. It was a zeal he had for his Father's house. Oh my, are you glad when they say unto you, let us go into the house of the Lord? A passion for God. We'll be back tomorrow right here at Winning Life. But I want to remind you that we are listener supported. Every month you get a coaching CD, and I share some things about some of the most important decisions you'll ever make on the coaching CD this month. Write to us at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536, or he'salive.net. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a Jesus-filled day.